This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, September 21st, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Ronald Scott Roth, 61, a Port Ludlow man who is facing 13 felony firearm charges after shooting a neighbor's dog earlier this year, has a potential plea deal worked out between his attorney and prosecutors. Roth was arrested at his Thorndike Road home in May after he allegedly shot and killed his neighbor's dog with a 12-gauge shotgun on May 21st. He has been charged with unlawful possession of a firearm, possession of a stolen firearm, first-degree animal cruelty, and making false statements to law enforcement. Upon investigation by deputies, both Roth and his wife Diane Gway Johnston made conflicting statements involving a possible third party in the shooting and denying possession of a firearm. This was eventually found to be false. Deputies soon learned Roth was a convicted felon, with his most recent conviction coming from unlawful possession of a firearm. After getting a search warrant, deputies found 12 firearms in Roth's home. A dozen had been hidden in a fold-out couch. The other two were found in a bedroom. Authorities said 10 of the 12 guns were loaded. A search of the car belonging to his wife led to the discovery of several full ammunition crates in the trunk. Roth then admitted to the shooting and to owning the guns and said his wife had moved all the weapons the night before and hid them in the couch and put all the ammo in the trunk so he wouldn't get in trouble. Johnston allegedly admitted moving the guns to hide them, quote, in case the cops showed up, unquote, and said she was also a convicted felon. Roth entered a plea of not guilty at his arraignment in May. Johnston was charged in May with unlawful possession of a firearm and pleaded not guilty at her arraignment. In Jefferson County Superior Court last Friday, attorneys noted that negotiations for a plea agreement had taken place and the omnibus hearing, a pretrial hearing to determine the evidence, including testimony and evidence seized at the time of arrest, had been moved to September 30th. The Clallam County Sheriff's Office suspects that human remains that washed ashore on Dungeness Spit are from the seaplane crash near Whidbey Island on September 4th, in which 10 people were killed. Two people walking the beach on Friday found a female torso on the seaward side of the spit, according to Sergeant John Keegan, speaking to the Peninsula Daily News. The Clallam County Sheriff's Office is working with the National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration to identify the person whose body washed ashore. The torso includes an intact hand from which it may be possible to get fingerprints. The remains were released into the custody of the county coroner, who released them to a local funeral home pending an autopsy. A large black bear wandered onto the property of Brennan School last Monday afternoon, creating a lockdown while the students were kept inside. The Department of Fish and Wildlife was contacted, and Jefferson County deputies endeavored to coax the bear across the highway in order to allow the students to leave the school. An electric vehicle expo is planned by the Chamber of Jefferson County for 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, October 8th at the Chamber, 2409 Jefferson Street in Port Townsend. The event will include informational panels and owners showcasing cars, bikes, trikes, trucks, and many exhibits. The Chamber of Jefferson County is hosting the event with the City of Port Townsend, Local 2020, Jefferson County PUD, and Jefferson Transit. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.